Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm Germing and Kate. Kate, good to see you this evening.
Good to see you too, brother.
Next, we've got Pete. Pete, do you believe in miracles?
Yes.
And lastly, that was a rather short answer, unless I stole his joke.
That's what he said. That's what he said. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Steve, how are you doing tonight?
I'm glad to be here. Glad to see all of you.
Yeah. Guys, if you're not already, please like, subscribe, share. We got some fun shows coming up, including a fun one for our... We've got 250 shows coming up here pretty quick.
Woo!
Oh... We got a fun one coming up for that one. But for this week, we've been watching the Olympics. I think everyone has. And in 4 years ago, we watched Cool Runnings. Well, the other famous Disney Olympic movie we have is Miracle. Miracle tells the story of the 1980 men's hockey team, the Miracle on Ice, beating the Russians in... What I had forgotten was a round robin medal round.
No, it was past the round robin. It was the
it was the bracket play, but it was the semifinals.
It was the semifinal to play for. It wasn't at the gold medal game. It was It was to get to the gold medal game.
Yes.
If the U.S. had lost, they would have played for the bronze. So
So they played the Soviets, got their backsides beaten by them right before the games. And they end up coming back, as it says, they end up coming from behind in every single game. Kurt Russell as Coach Herb Brooks. And then a lot of no-name actors as the hockey guys. Mainly because they actually hired the actors, most of them, for their hockey skills. And the only name actor was the guy who played Jim Craig, the goalie. But if you look at it, a lot of the goalie stuff, there's a reason he was the goalie, because a lot of the goalie stuff was done by a stunt double.
Yeah, probably.
So, anyway, that was the movie, Miracle. What about the movie scored the goal? What really worked for this? And I'm going to go with our resident hockey expert, Pete, on this one.
Yeah, I felt like it really gave you the feeling of the time and what this team had to go through. People today, it's hard to picture how much underdogs these guys were. Professional athletes were not allowed to participate. So as soon as you went to the NHL, you were no longer eligible to play for USA Hockey. And the Russians, of course, at that time was the Soviet Union. They were not allowed to play in the NHL because they were kept and they played in Russia. So basically it was all the best Russians in the world on this team. And it was none of the best USA hockey players because they were all being paid to play professional hockey. So it was it was a bunch of college kids. They were all, 20, 21, playing local college. Not many of these players ended up making it to the NHL. I think only like three or four of them actually played in the NHL. The Russians were basically an NHL caliber team. They beat several NHL teams. I thought they captured that really well, and like what they had to go through and how important it was to America at the time, that it really was like a symbol of beating the Soviets, because this was right during the heart of the Cold War too. So I thought they really captured that stuff really well. What about you, Steve?
For me, that was the ending of the intensity of the game. Like, even knowing the outcome, it had me like on the edge of my seat. And like watching sports, gave me that same still feeling of that intense feeling of, oh my gosh, the Russians scored again. We have to catch up. just done very well to get that feeling of watching like a sporting event and knowing that you're the quite the underdog and seeing that potential of an upset and then it happening. I'd say that was probably one of my favorite parts. I thought they did really well.
And to me, that's a mark of a great storyteller is when you know the ending and it's still in doubt.
Yeah, my wife was like yelling at the screen, don't let him score.
reminds me of the movie 1776 also does that, where it's about the writing of the Declaration of Independence. And there's some drama as far as whether or not the vote's going to go in the favor of the U.S. or not. And we're all sitting here going, what happens? What happens? Oh, wait.
See, so, I think Apollo 13 is like that.
Yeah.
Like, they make it back safely, but anytime it's on, I have to watch to make sure they make it back safely.
Yeah.
For me, what I like is, and looking at, and they talked to a bunch of the guys who were actually there, this is probably one of the closest, when they say based on a true story, this is probably one of the closest to saying, being able to say the true story. Because basically they said, the only two things that was different is there was no Christmas party. Herb never would have attended a Christmas party. And he didn't have nicknames for the players. He didn't try and, he wasn't friendly with the players at all. Other than that, this happened. So the night of the Herbies, as they call them, the in basketball, what we would have called suicides, that night actually didn't end with a Ruzioni's comment. It ended with a guy finally saying, is this finally enough, and smashing his stick on the glass. And it's one of those, basically, he wanted to see some emotion out of him that night.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the fact that it was, again, so close to what happened. Now, were their liberties taken? Of course. But the fact that it didn't need that much help to get the true drama of what was going on. So, Kate, how about you?
I really enjoy this movie. I think you all kind of nailed it. I feel like the acting was really good. You really believed that scene, that suicide scene where they was running. That was hard to watch. Like, that was hard. And I remember, because I couldn't remember if I had seen this movie before. I thought I had. And then I was like, okay, I remember. When the guy like doesn't want to blow the whistle and he like that, I was like, oh, I remember this part. So yeah, it's, I just thought the acting was really good from the players. I always want Dustin, it's not Dustin Hoffman, it's Kurt Russell. It was just really well done, especially like, if you're not a sports movie person, you could still enjoy this movie. Because I am not particularly a huge sports movie person, but the acting, the plot, the commitment, there were a couple things that Kate was confused about, but overall felt like this was just a really well done movie and a movie that a lot of people have enjoyed and watched. So, Pete, would you...
I mean, I agree with all the comments, and to reiterate what Steve said, you know, knowing hockey, watching the hockey play, that it really felt like they were playing hockey. It didn't yeah. feel like they were faking it. So they must have gotten, cause I didn't realize what Derek said, that they, you know, got guys that could skate, but I was watching it. I was like, well, that must have been one of the requirements for the actors, yeah. was that they could also skate, because they were, you know, I didn't know about in the actual games, because they were doing a lot of low angle stuff where they could kind of cheat and use
right.
real hockey players. But
no, it was the guys,
the a lot of the skating, you could tell it was the actual actors. So, yeah.
Okay. So if that's,
I have another one to add though.
Oh, go
ahead. No one brought it up. I felt for being, when I first pulled it up and saw it was like a 2 hour, 15 minute movie or something, I thought it was going to drag. but I kept my interest the entire time. Yes, there were some slow parts, but I felt the pacing kept it going and it did not feel like a full 2 hours.
Yeah, it was just starting when they got to the first Soviet game. To me, it was just starting to drag there, but then it picked back up.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. Okay, so if that's what scored the goal, what should have been penalized? What didn't quite work for this? And Kate, I'll let you start. And apparently what should have been penalized was
Kate's
mom.
Sorry. I was really confused about the psychology test. One, did that really happen?
Yes.
Why?
It's a give an insight into what the kid's minds is, but part of it is it being 300 questions, as he said, is know how far he can push these guys.
Oh, see, I must have missed that, because that felt, I mean, I understood that it was important when the kid was like, I'm not taking dumps, it doesn't help me block pucks or whatever he said. I was like, okay, well, that makes sense. But I was really confused as to like, wait, what is the test? Why are they having to take it? Like, at first I was like, is it a drug test? Is it a pregnancy test? Like, it's not a pregnancy test. Is it a STD test? Like, I didn't feel like was really well communicated because I got real confused. However, I might have just missed the one sentence that made it make sense. I mean, I liked it. I can't think of, a part of me wants to be like, it's a little dated, but it was set in 1979, 1980, and it was made in 2004. So of course it's going to be a little bit dated. And the things that I would criticize were historically probably accurate. Like, there wasn't really a lot of people of color represented. However, if you're recreating a real team
that didn't have any. Yeah.
Right. So a lot of the critiques that I would give aren't.
It was very white male, but that was the story. So I don't really have an issue with that for sure.
Yeah.
In fact, it's hockey is still very white male.
Predominantly Caucasian, right? Yeah.
Right.
I would have liked a little bit more of the backstory between him, the coach, and I can't remember his name now, the guy who had the whistle.
Craig Patrick.
Great. He was, he played for him and he was now an assistant for him.
Okay. I would have liked
coach.
It was clear that there was like a backstory there, but there were things that were assumed that we would already know that I didn't already know. So I wanted a little bit more like backstory of like certain people and their relationships and stuff. But overall, it was a really good movie. Pete, you go.
So, yeah, I think, you know, one of the problems is you got 20 kids. You can't really give us backstories on 20 people other than very shorthand. And, you know, Jim Craig's mom passed away, and that was kind of his like one story point. Right. But I would say like, I would have liked to see a little more of Herb Brooks, more so than just his wife, but like he had a couple of kids that like appear very briefly a couple of times. But you never see really how his, you know, obsessiveness or whatever you want to call it affected them. And I would have maybe liked a scene or two where the kids, like, you know, he sits down with one of his kids and explains, you know, this is why dad's doing this and everything. So I felt like his family kind of got, you know, you had Patricia Clarkson. Is that her name?
That sounds right.
Yeah, the one that played the wife. I mean, it was a pretty one note, you know, I'm stuck at home and you're doing this, but I'm going to be the strong woman, kind of born, you know, very straight laced. So I don't know. I would have liked more of that family side of him, but maybe there wasn't much there.
Yeah,
you know, maybe there wasn't much more to tell there. I mean, it certainly was told mostly through his point of view, which I thought was fine. I mean, he was the one that came up with this plan and made it work. I mean, it never worked again. I mean, there was only a few more Olympics before they started allowing the professionals in. But the U.S. never came close again. They just won the gold medal for the first time since this 1980, right?
Yeah.
So it's been 46 years, and then the U.S. just won the gold medal again, and they were underdogs, I guess. But now it's all professional hockey players, so the level there is like, yeah, these guys are here and we're here. so really wasn't, you know, that big a difference between the teams. And that's how hard it is to win the Olympics, right? I mean, the U.S. has only done it three times now. And so it's, it, I don't know, it's, it, it really captured the moment. You know, I remember as a kid watching this on TV, and I think the movie did a really good job with it. So I don't have a lot to criticize.
For me, I would say I felt like when it got done, I really did not connect with any character. Mm. And I don't know if maybe the design of the movie was you're rooting for like the team. But when it was all done, like even the coach, I had no care for him. Like, okay, I'm watching this. I wanted more, something like you said, maybe he sat down with his children or something to give me more of that emotional attachment of trying to understand why he did this. Like, what was his drive? Like,
okay,
Eric.
I can see that. Yeah, for me, I'm kind of in the same line as Pete, is there wasn't a lot for me to criticize on this, to be perfectly honest. The thing I would say is I would like to see a little bit more interaction. Okay, was the one day of them beating on each other enough to truly end the fighting between the kids from Boston and the kids from Minnesota? Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah. What helped bring the guys together?
Yeah,
that would have been a little bit more. But as you said, Pete, right until they got to the match right before the Olympics, it was starting to drag a little bit. So, would adding 10 minutes in that have just made that much worse?
Right.
There's that balance there.
Well, I think they would have had to cut something else if they were going to have something there instead. Because I do agree, I don't think you wanted to draw this out further. So I think you would have had to have maybe taken out a little more.
The Christmas party.
Yeah, you could take out the Christmas party.
Yeah.
Like the scene where they cut the one kid. I mean, I guess they were trying to show because Herb Brooks was the guy that was cut from the 1960 team or whatever, but even that scene, I didn't feel like it connected to that fact. So did we really need the scene where they cut the kid? I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of did get the connection there.
Yeah. It's hard. I mean, every movie is a bunch of choices. So
yeah.
I thought it, when the other kid got hurt, that's why they made a big deal out of cutting the first kid. That they're going to bring him back. But
right.
Didn't happen.
And they could have if they had said, okay, you're hurt too bad to play at all.
Right.
So, okay. So this is something that everyone who lived through it remembers where they were when they were watching it. I'm guessing these two. Steve, do you remember this?
I remember sitting in front of the TV. I had turned on the TV just as the game was ending and seeing whoever, probably Howard Cosell or someone. Whoever
was announcing. Al Michaels.
It was
Al Michaels, yeah. Yes. Whoever was just going like such a big deal. So I remember vividly seeing that.
Okay. So I'm going to say what other, because Kate and I don't remember this. Neither of us were born quite yet. Okay. But what other big sport moment do you remember? Kate, do you want to go first or last?
I'll go last.
Okay. Pete, how about you?
I'm going to say because the 87 World Series with the Red Sox and the Mets, I grew up in Red Sox territory and I was a Red Sox fan, but I was also I was a big Mets fan, and like everyone in my school was rooting for the Red Sox, so I was rooting for the Mets. And the very famous ball through the legs of Bill Buckner, that it wasn't, that actually wasn't the moment they lost, but that started the rally in which they lost whatever game that was, game six, I think. And then the Mets came back and won game seven. And so that, to me, that that whole, and the end of that series is very vivid in my mind. So that was what, 87, as I said.
Okay.
That and the Red Sox winning the World Series in 2004 was not as big, but that was a kind of a big deal too. So those are mine. What about you?
Actually, I have two.
Just do one for now.
I have to go. Okay, I'm gonna go with figure skating because I grew up in Oregon with the Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan thing. Because it was, for us, it was on the news like every single.
Was that 94?
Something that could be right. But it was like a huge.
It was either 92 or 94.
Huge news. Yeah. Because vividly, when it first came out, no, she couldn't have done it. She couldn't have done it. And then later finding out she was involved. Yeah. So.
I also remember that one, Steve. And I was little. But I loved Nancy Kerrigan.
So.
It was 94. So. Okay.
That's another great sport movie for people that don't like sport movies is I, Tanya. Yeah.
The Ice Something, right?
I, Tanya. Yeah.
I, Tanya. Yes. Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Great. Margie something, right?
She played Barbie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to go Super Bowl 1989, the Joe Montana drive against the Bengals. No, down with 3 minutes left and drive 94 yards, I think it was, to win the Super Bowl. And they had not played well the entire game at all. It was very much a defensive game. And then just, I remember watching that drive and going, there's never a doubt they're going to go score. So that's my big, No, I remember lots of the others. I remember, was it also 89, the earthquake at the San Francisco?
That sounds right.
World Series.
That was right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that, but I don't remember the actual series.
Yeah. It was the Oakland San Francisco World Series.
Yep. Steve, what was your other one?
No.
My other.
You go first, Kate, and then we'll...
No, because I have two, and so if he has one...
Okay, go, Steve.
My other one would be Siri Bonaly doing the backflip, illegal backflip on one blade. Vividly remember seeing that.
And now they, like, praise the guy who did it in this Olympics.
And he did it on two blades.
It was legal again this year.
Yes, but he landed on two blades. She clearly landed on one blade.
In his long program, he lands on one.
That's crazy.
So I
also have two. One of them I remember vividly. The other one is a little bit hazy because I was young, but I do remember it. The one that's hazy when I was young is when Carrie Strug, the gymnast, won the gold on like a broken foot and landed it. And I just remember
96 Olympics.
I remember the coach carrying her.
Right.
Which we won't get into his.
Yeah. So I remember that pretty vividly. I also I remember a lot of ice skaters, Steve, like Michelle Kwan and Chrissy Yamaguchi, Tara Lipinski. And like Scott Hamilton, like I loved. But the other big one I remember going with baseball is the Sosa McGuire home run when they were battling for home runs.
You raced them. Yeah.
I lived in Missouri, and so we had the Cardinals But I was a Sosa fan because I don't like the Cardinals. So we went to a game.
I knew I liked you.
We went to a game. No one hit a home run that game, but I had a Sosa jersey. So those are probably the two. Yeah, those are probably the two I remember the most.
Okay. Yeah, and I think we all have a, I'm sure we can all name lots of other ones because, like, as everyone's naming them, we're all going, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's just, but
as a Bills fan, I have lots of devastatingly terrible ones. Music City Miracle. Yeah.
Yeah. 13 seconds.
13 seconds. Oh, thanks for bringing that one up, Derek.
You're very welcome for me bringing that one up. Guys, okay. Any other thoughts on Miracle? I don't know that we will ever see a sporting event truly pull one nation completely together as much as we will see it this way again.
Yeah.
Because
I have to say one thing that was kind of, it was similar, but it was truly the opposite, was the first basketball dream team.
Yeah. See, yeah. They were closer to the Russians.
Well, right. I mean, they were way better than anybody else, but like, I think it really like, Americans were like very excited by it and everything.
What year
like
was that?
92.
Yeah, I was going to say 92, but like they just, because at that point they just had so many superstars on that team and like.
Was Jordan? Jordan? Was that before Jordan?
No,
Jordan. No. Jordan, Bird, Magic, Drexler, Isaiah Thomas. I mean, basically anyone who was anyone in the late 80s and early 90s
was on that team.
Yeah. Was on that team.
Right. Got it. Gotcha.
Yeah, and it was a big deal. Again, that was the same thing as this. They started allowing professionals in, and so you know, it was a big deal, but it was kind of the opposite. But yeah, I can't imagine ever being in that position of. I felt like in this last Olympics when Ilya, I can't remember his last name, when the American guy fell, and the was it a Romanian that won or something like that instead?
Dan.
Kazakhstan. I was like that if you were from Kazakhstan, that has to be kind of how that felt like.
Yeah, kind of.
Like,
yeah.
That like, oh my gosh, that, you know, our guy who probably no one thought had a chance won, you know. So for that country, it maybe felt like that.
So. Yeah.
Okay. As we always do, we do cups of pixie dust out of 5 for Miracle. What are we giving the movie, Kate?
I'm going to give it a solid 4. It's a good movie. It's a movie that you can watch over and over. I don't have a lot negative to say. Sure, it's dated, but it's a good movie. I'm going to give it a 4. Pete?
Yeah, I can't quite give it a 5 because that's like reserved for my very favorite movies. But gosh, it's such a good movie. I think I got to give it a 4.5. It's one of the better sports movies out there. So, I'm going to go 4.5.
I'm going 3.5. I really liked it, but just not quite hit for me. Even though at the end, it had me on the edge. So 3.5.
Yeah.
And I'm with Pete. I'm going to go 4.5. Again, I can't quite give it a 5, but I really enjoy watching this movie. If it's on, depending on where they are in it, I will usually stop and watch at least part of it. So,
yeah. And one other thing I'd like to say, I don't often think of Kurt Russell as a great actor, but he was really, really good in this movie. Like,
yes.
I think this was probably his just about his best role that he's ever been in, because he's mostly been like kind of an action guy and, you know, not that he's bad or anything, but he was really, thought he played the role great.
Yeah. Although the one other thing they said that was not accurate about this is most of Herb's speech at practice, you could not air in a Disney movie.
Yeah.
So, Kate, what have we got for Disney Plus news this week?
Yeah, just a couple of things for Disney Plus news. Miley Cyrus will be back to Disney for a Hannah Montana 20th anniversary special on March 24th. I will volunteer as tribute to watch this and report back.
Good, because I won't.
I can watch it. I like Miley Cyrus.
We'll have to see. I do like Miley Cyrus. We'll have to see. Our daughter is just a little bit too young for Hannah Montana.
And like I'm just a tiny bit too old for Hannah Montana.
Yeah, because she was like, she was like three when Hannah Montana started, I guess, right? So, and then it was over by the time she was like seven or so. So it was the things after Hannah Montana that she liked.
And my response is, Hannah who?
Hannah who?
Hannah Montana is really what made Miley Cyrus. So,
yeah.
I knew that much, so, but...
Kate?
Yeah, next up, a trailer has been released for Descendants Wicked Wonderland, which will come to Disney Plus this summer.
Looks like it's going to be Alice in Wonderland based.
So is this Descendants 5?
Five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. It's 5.
Because Rise of Red was 4?
I think sure. So, yeah.
Okay.
That one was bad.
And last but not least, Disney has signed an agreement with the Savannah Bananas to show 25 games in the 2026 season. I've wanted to go to a Savannah Banana Games. They look very fun.
The everything up from the pitch after is very, very high level baseball. It's all the stuff before it that everyone else likes, but they are very, very good baseball players. Yeah. And now they've got like 5 or 6 different teams that go around. Like there's like the firemen. And because I know some of them are coming to Wichita, but it's not the actual Savannah Bananas themselves. It's a couple of their lesser well-known teams. So
yeah, to me, it's kind of like going to the Harlem Globetrotters, right?
Yeah, that's what that's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had coworkers who said that's what it was like.
Yeah.
So.
They have like the party animals is another one, but that one is it's all like firefighter themed or though there's a fire. I don't remember. I have some friends who have DJed for them before. So okay. And that's it for the Disney Plus news.
Cool. Well, next week we are going to be watching the series. We call it Imagineering. Ooh. This is actually these were all on YouTube originally. And they have moved them over to Disney Plus. There's 7 episodes, I think, but it's going to, there's one on castles, there's one on rides, there's one on audio and animatronics, and it's just, it gets deeper into some of the Imagineering stuff that some people may not necessarily know about. We've loved Imagineering stuff in the past, so.
I've seen some of these before, so some of them are kind of long, though, aren't they?
They're all about 30 minutes.
Okay.
So
are we watching all of them?
We may sit and talk about, you know, pick out 2 or 3 of them to or 3 or 4 of them to watch and
okay.
Get specific ones. But we're going to be looking at the series. We call it Imagineering. If you guys have suggestions on what you want us to watch, please shoot us an email at plusplatoon@gmail.com. We need your suggestions, guys. There's going to all of a sudden coming up a stretch here where nothing is coming out. So send us suggestions. Email us. Carrier Pigeon, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, anywhere. Send us a message on what you want us to watch. We have new episodes come out every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services for Kate, Pete, and Steve. Gina, we will see you next week, and we will see everyone else next week. Bye, guys.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram @PlusPlatoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.